It's time now for a good old gospel song.
Play me some gospel music. Sing me a good old gospel song with a message that's true for me and for you and words we can all sing along.
Hello, I'm Roger Walton, inviting you to stay tuned for the next 30 minutes for a fresh look at the psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs that make up our musical heritage.
Song like there's power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, just as I am.
And now, here's today's good old gospel song.
Come on and play me some gospel music. Come on and sing me a good old gospel song. Singing Jesus loves me and some false harmony. And you've got a good old gospel song.
Welcome to the Good Old Gospel Song Radio Broadcast, a musical look at the psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs that make up our Christian musical heritage. Fanny Crosby is certainly a great part of our Christian musical heritage. She wrote over 8,000 poems, and many, many of them were put to music and still survive today. This particular hymn tells us of God's great care for us by giving us a refuge in the cleft of the rock. Truly, Jesus is a wonderful Savior. Here's a great song that she wrote, "He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock."
He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of his love and covers me there
Good old gospel song broadcast. We're going to enjoy the songs that tell us what the Bible tells us Jesus cares. He can care for me through the toughest, longest trial. He's all-powerful. He can help me. He's a real comfort to know.
In a world of doubt and confusion, it's a blessed comfort to know that somebody bigger than you and I knows every valley we travel below. And when our burdens get heavy, there's one who shares our load. I'll say it again, there's no greater friend than the Lord. He's a comfort to know. Well, the Lord is a comfort to know. With the love he loves to bestow, I may be walking through an unkind world, but it means everywhere I go. And when this life is over at last, I'll bask in the heaven's sweet glow. So when your life's gone to pieces, just call on Jesus. He's a wonderful comfort to know. Old Peter found a comfort in Jesus when they put him in the inner cell. But somebody prayed at a neighbor's house, and old Peter was freed, so the Bible tells. There's Paul and John and Stephen, all trusted in him, we're told. And they testified, even as they died, that the Lord is a comfort to know.
Well, the Lord is a comfort to know, with the love he loves to bestow. I may be walking through an unkind world, but it leads everywhere I go. And when this life is over at last, I'll bask in the heaven's sweet glow. So when your life's gone to pieces, just call Jesus. He's a wonderful comfort to know. Well, the Lord is a comfort to know, with the love he loves to bestow. I may be walking through an unkind world, but he leads everywhere I go. When this life is over at last, I'll bask in the heaven's sweet glow. So when your life's gone to pieces, just call on Jesus. He's a wonderful comfort to know. So when your life's gone to pieces, just call on Jesus. He's a wonderful comfort to know.
Thank you, Lord, for your comfort and your care. Thank you that you can help me in any problem or trouble or trial. After all, the Bible asks this question, is there anything too hard for God? The songwriter put it this way, who's got a problem too big for him to solve?
It's out of your hands, you've done all you can do. You've given God the problem, it's no longer up to you. You're standing on God's truth while you're waiting on the answer. He has a question for you. Is anything too hard for God? Who's got a problem beyond his power to solve? Situations he's not the master of. Is anything too hard for God? Only believe, trust his word, you'll see his plans are now unfolding, performing perfectly. It's clear how much he loves you. Look at all he's done. For all your questions, there's really only one. Is anything too hard for God? He's not the master of. Is anything
the Bible says, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Yes, He will do what He promised. He cares for you.
Oh, He will do what He promised. Oh, He will do what He said.
No matter what life has to offer,
He cares for you, my Christian friend. And here's another great truth. I've never been out of His care.
The eyes of God are upon thee. They see everything I do. The God are around me. They secure, and he knows where I am every hour of every day. He knows each thought I think, he knows each word that I might say. And although there were times I stepped out of his will, I've never been out of his care. This changing world alarms me, with war, with sin, and with strife. But my Heavenly Father, He charms me with joy, with peace, and with life.
And He knows where I am every hour of every day. He knows each thought I think, He knows each word that I might say. And although there were times I stepped out of His will, I've never been out of His care.
Yes, although there were times I stepped out of His will, I've never.
Thank you, Lord, that I have never been out of your care. Help me to remember that when all I have left in this whole world is you, that you're all I need.
He's all I need when I just need someone to talk to, and He's always there to hear my prayers each time I call Him. And all my needs He will supply. Thirsty soul, He'll satisfy needs. The Lord of all, and He's all I need. He comforts me. This friend I can rely.
Time for our story behind the song. The Reverend Frank Graff is the writer of this song. He was an honored minister of the Philadelphia Conference of the Methodist Church back in the 1800s, and he was often referred to as a spiritual optimist. Although he was widely popular as the Sunshine Minister, it is suggested that one time in his life, Frank Graff became very despondent, questioning the truths he had previously preached with such certainty and doubting the goodness of God, whom he had convincingly and constantly extolled as a loving Heavenly Father. Possibly it was the burdens of the people weighed heavily upon his heart, a weight that many pastors find grievous to be borne. Or it may have been a time when he was so physically worn that his spiritual life mirrored the exhaustion of his body. Nevertheless, it was during these long, trying days that Frank Graff sought for solace, strength, and rest in the pages of the Holy Scriptures, feeding his barren soul upon him who is the living bread and quenching his spiritual thirst with him who is the water of life. The one verse that comforted him during those days of depression contained but four words, three of them being words of one syllable: "He careth for you." Out of that period of night, the minister emerged slowly into the radiant light of another dawn, and soon he was recounting his experience in a question and answer hymn written in somewhat the same style as "Art Thou Weary." Graff, however, did not state his question and answer it in the same stanza, but made of every stanza a four-line question, and of the chorus a four-line affirmative reply. This is what he asked in part: "Does Jesus care when my heart is pained too deeply for mirth or song? As the burdens press and cares distress, as the way grows weary and long?" While this was his reply to his own question in the chorus, "Oh, yes, he cares. I know he cares. His heart is touched with my grief. When the days are weary, the long nights dreary, I know my Savior cares."
Does Jesus care when my heart is pained too deeply for mirth and song? As the burdens press and the cares distress, and the way grows weary and long?
Oh, yes, he cares, I know he cares.
His heart is touched with my grief. When the
days are weary, the long night dreary, I know
my Savior cares.
Jesus cares for you. He lives for you. He lives for you. He conquered death and lives for you. He'll do what no one else can do. For Jesus cares for you.
He cares for you. Touched with my grief.
When the days are weary, the long night dreary, I know, yes, I know,
I know,
yes, I know, my Savior cares for.
Sing me a good old gospel song. Don't be ashamed to mention the name of Jesus. Just sing it loud and strong.
Thank you for being with us for this episode of A Good Old Gospel Song. I'm Roger Walton, inviting you to join us again next week for another 30 minutes of our hymns, gospel songs, and musical heritage. A Good Old Gospel Song is a production of Anchor Broadcasting.